USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump planning to make a statement about his Senate impeachment acquittal yesterday. The Republican-led Senate acquitting him on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in its investigation of that Ukraine phone call. All Democrats voted guilty to both articles. Utah Republican Mitt Romney voted that he was guilty of abuse of power. After the votes were taken, the chief Republican in the Senate said,
"They thought this was a great idea, and at least for the short term, it has been a colossal political mistake."
Senator Mitch McConnell referring to Democrats there while he was making those remarks inside the Capitol. Some protesters were outside the Capitol.
Trump is guilty. He's guilty of abuse of power. He's guilty of obstruction of Congress.
House Democrats say they'll continue their investigations of the president's activities. And this is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The latest on how the coronavirus is affecting some Americans, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two planes carrying hundreds of Americans from the epicenter of China's fast-spreading coronavirus outbreak arrived at California's Travis Air Base. The CDC's Dr. Henry Wock.
We welcomed them to the U.S. There was applause when they walked through the door. Frankly, it was a very emotional experience.
The returning Americans will be quarantined for 2 weeks, as will 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship off Japan. 10 passengers, including an American, tested positive for the coronavirus. They were removed from the ship.
A legend of Hollywood's golden age, Kirk Douglas, has passed away at the age of 103. After debuting on the big screen in 1946, some of his most famous films included Young Man with a Horn, Paths of Glory, and Spartacus. He's also the father of actor Michael Douglas. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
American astronaut Christina Koch is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Koch, an Italian astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut, landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Koch broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has. A new human rights report says at least 138 people who were deported from the United States to El Salvador have been killed. The group Human Rights Watch releasing the report saying the majority of deaths occurred less than a year after the deportees were returned, some within days. The report also documents 70 cases of sexual assault or other violence against returning deportees, and the group says the report comes as immigration policies are further being tightened in the United States. And Viola Davis will be playing Michelle Obama in a new Showtime series. The Oscar-winning actress will play the former First Lady in a new drama series called First Ladies. The show will follow the various spouses to American presidents, the first season to highlight Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. A premiere date for First Ladies has not yet been announced. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.